Good Morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And first, Alan, happy Thanksgiving to you, to all of our listeners. And of course, on the busiest travel day of the year, we need to be careful with a major storm here today.
No, I think as this thing begins, we are all very hopeful that people will make decisions. Look, you want to be with your family on Thanksgiving. On the other hand, you also want to be around for your friends for many Thanksgivings to go. So sometimes it's best to not move. You know, stay where you are, suck it up, and assume that, you know, being alive is the right thing to do. Let me just say, as I sit here before these microphones early in the morning, maybe I should have taken my own advice.
Well, and we're seeing travel bans for tandem trucks on I-87, accumulation amounts I'm seeing in front of me, Alan, from 10 to 16 inches in your region of the Berkshires and southern Vermont, Litchfield Hills, Catskill, 7 to 12, the greater Capital District, Mid-Hudson Valley, central Mohawk Valley, central Vermont, and lower amounts on the fringes. But again, serious travel conditions today, and as you said, Alan, it's not worth the risk if it's too dangerous. Let's turn to another situation that turned dangerous, which is Ferguson, and we're seeing reaction all over the country. There were thousands blocking traffic in New York City. In Ferguson, Governor Jay Nixon has deployed 2,200 troops, and this from Michael Wines in the Times this morning. A nation with an African-American president and a significant struggling black middle class remains as deeply divided about the justice system as it was decades ago.
You will remember yesterday that I said that what I thought was afoot was you let the crowd run wild, you let the looting occur, and then you come down heavily. And that's exactly what has happened. Anybody who thinks there isn't blatant racism in this country is just wrong. There is. And it's pervasive. It pervades those people in control. It pervades the way in which the middle class vote. And there is no two ways about it. It's there. And much of the protests that you see are reminiscent of what we saw, you know, in the 60s, and as we got out to say we needed a Civil Rights Act, we needed a Voting Rights Act, and all of those things happened, and now they're going the other way. We're seeing this court allowing all kinds of pervasions of what I would call decency in American democracy, saying, okay, states can figure out ways in which they can repress, you know, voter attendance, the rest of it. So, look, the anger over racial inequality is real and is deserved. And therefore, a lot of what you're seeing is protest against that. There are those who think that the federal government will come in and issue a federal indictment. I don't think that's going to happen based on what I'm seeing. I doubt very much that you'll see it. What you will see is Eric Holder, the attorney general, the president insisting that police forces in the United States be investigated for the way in which they differentiate between black and white citizens. And that is something that probably needs to be done.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for what you do and for coming in each morning.
And of course, thank you, David, because without you, how would we deal with the morning if we didn't hear your voice?